All right, so buckle up, everybody. We're diving deep into Aussie politics, but not the kind you're used to.
Sounds intriguing.
It is. Think kangaroos, cockatoos, and a scandal that'll rock the whole outback.
Okay, I'm all ears.
You guys sent us this leaked document, hiddenscandals.txt, and wow, this thing is juicy.
Juicy how?
We're talking power, lies, shady dealings, you name it.
You've got my attention.
And trust me, the ending is going to blow you away. You won't believe who ends up resigning.
Oh, now you've got to tell me more.
So, picture this. Australian politics, but with animals. At the heart of it all is Prime Minister Iva Hobbit, a kangaroo, sharp as a tack, ambitious as they come.
A kangaroo prime minister, huh? Interesting choice.
Right. She's got this election coming up, and she will not let anything mess it up. Not even a little bit.
Makes sense. Any politician would do the same. But how does this scandal play into all this?
Well, that's where Glenda Glyde comes in. She's our transport minister, a cockatoo, loves the spotlight, loves the finer things in life. You know the type.
Sounds like a recipe for trouble.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And trouble she finds. Glenda gets caught red-handed using those fancy first-class airline tickets, but not for government business, for her own personal trips.
Oh, that's not good. Trying to pull a fast one on the taxpayers, huh?
You got it. And of course, the media goes wild. It's a feeding frenzy. Front page news. You know the drill.
A politician caught with their hand in the cookie jar. It's a classic.
Now, Iva's got a real problem. This scandal could wreck her image, and that election is right around the corner. Damage control time.
So what's her play? Does she throw Glenda under the bus or circle the wagons?
Iva's a clever one. She calls for a full-blown investigation. Sounds good on paper, right?
Sure. Makes her look like she's taking it seriously.
Exactly. But here's the catch. This document suggests it's all smoke and mirrors.
Really? So she's not actually trying to get to the bottom of it?
Not really. The panel is stacked with Iva's buddies, guaranteed to give her the outcome she wants.
Ah, the old independent investigation trick. Classic political maneuvering.
Meanwhile, poor Glenda, well, not so poor, is sent on a vacation.
Vacation? Sounds suspicious.
Oh, it is. Remote location, out of sight, out of mind. Let the media storm blow over.
Clever, but I bet Glenda wasn't thrilled.
Probably not. But while she's sipping cocktails on some secluded island, Iva's got another trick up her sleeve.
Let me guess. Distraction tactics.
Bingo. Suddenly, there are all these announcements. Koala-friendly sky bridges, high-speed rail lines, the works.
So she's trying to bury the bad news under a mountain of shiny new projects.
Exactly. It's all about creating that positive buzz, hoping people forget about Glenda in her first-class shenanigans.
Do you think it worked?
We'll get to that. But first, we got to talk about Norman Bushytail.
What do you say?
He's the leader of the opposing party, a dingo, sharp as a tack and smelling blood in the water.
Oh, so he's not letting this scandal slide.
Not a chance. He launches his own investigation, wants to find out what Iva's really hiding.
Smart move. What does he uncover?
Well, stay tuned for part two because things are about to get really interesting.
Yeah.
So Norman, our dingo detective, he's digging deep, right?
Oh, yeah. He's not messing around. Norman takes everything he's found, all that dirt on Glenda's flight, straight to Parliament.
Bold move. Talk about putting Iva on the spot.
You can bet it was tense. Everyone watching, the pressure's on. And Norman, he doesn't hold back.
What does he say?
He lays it all out, accusing Iva right there, in front of everyone, of covering it all up.
Whoa. Saying she's part of the problem, not just trying to fix it.
Exactly. And he goes even further. Calls out Iva for throwing Glenda under the bus, makes her look even worse.
Ouch. Betraying a friend to save yourself never looks good.
Not one bit. So Iva, she's trying to keep her cool, but this document, it tells a different story.
What do you mean?
Behind that calm facade, she's freaking out. That perfect image, all that control, it's slipping away.
Makes sense. Everyone's against her now. Her own party, even.
It all falls apart so fast, you know? One crack and the whole thing crumbles.
And for Iva, that crack was built on lies and putting herself first no matter what.
Yeah, catches up eventually. So what you gonna do? Admit it. Keep denying it.
Well, Iva, she's a fighter, but she's also smart. She gives this speech all about taking responsibility, promising to be better. You know the drill.
But did she actually say she did anything wrong?
Nope, not a word. Just mistakes were made, that kind of talk. The classic non-apology apology.
It's almost insulting.
Right. But the public, they're not buying it anymore. They see through her.
All that trust, gone. She just looks like another politician, all talk, no action.
And this whole mess, it's not just about Iva and Glenda. Remember Cecil Bumble, our Quail CEO, flying high with Qantas Airlines.
Oh, yeah. What about him?
Well, Norman, he digs up this cozy little connection between Cecil and Iva.
Like what? They're buddies.
More than that. Turns out, Iva was protecting Quaintus, keeping them out of trouble. And guess what? They were going to return the favor, big time.
A little quid pro quo, huh?
Exactly. A comfy job for Iva once she was done with politics. Maybe even a nice bonus on top.
It's always about the money, isn't it?
So, it's bigger than just some first-class tickets now. It's about a whole system rigged to help the powerful get richer.
And the public. They get left behind.
Every time. This whole thing, it paints a pretty ugly picture of how things work in Aussie politics.
It's not unique to Australia, unfortunately. It happens everywhere.
True enough. But let's get back to Cecil. What happens to him? Does he get off scot-free?
Not quite. Remember the ACCC, those consumer watchdogs? They start sniffing around Quaintus, looking into all their shady business practices.
Oh, yeah. Those guys don't mess around.
Not at all. And they find a lot. Turns out those executives, Cecil included, they knew what was going on. They just didn't care.
So it's not just a mistake. It's intentional fraud.
And a big one, too. The ACCC, they slap Quaintus with a massive fine, like $250 million. Massive.
Wow. That'll teach him.
It's a huge deal. Sends a message that you can't just exploit people and get away with it.
And what about Cecil himself? Does he go to jail?
Well, he doesn't see the inside of a cell, but he gets hit hard, resigns in disgrace, loses his job, gets banned from being a big shot CEO for like 10 years.
So there is some justice after all. But what about Iva? She's still at the top right, prime minister and all that.
That's where things get really wild, with Quaintus crashing and burning and Norman breathing down her neck, while Iva starts to realize the game's up.
Last time, we left Iva in a tight spot, huh? The kangaroo prime minister, caught in this web of lies and cover-up.
Oh, yeah. She's trying to hang on, but everyone's on to her now.
Glenda's gone, Cecil's paying the price, and Iva's next in line. So what happens? How does this all end?
This is where it gets really dramatic. Iva, she's been playing the game, trying to control everything, make it all go away.
But it's not working anymore, is it?
Nope. The evidence is piling up. People don't trust her and her own team.
They're starting to jump ship.
Exactly. It's like when you pull one thread, the whole sweater unravels.
And for Iva, that thread was her ambition, getting to the top, no matter the cost.
It always catches up, doesn't it? This document, it shows how desperate she was.
What do you mean?
Secret meetings, late at night, with her advisors, trying to figure out how to save herself, her career.
Panic time, huh? So did they come up with a plan, some genius move to escape this whole mess?
Not really. It's too late. The damage is done. Iva, she finally realizes there's no winning this one.
So she resigns. Gives up.
Yeah, but not just the simple, I quit. Iva, she's got one last trick up her sleeve.
What does she do?
She spins it, makes it look like she's choosing to step down for the good of the country.
So she's still playing the game, even in the end.
It's all about image, right? He says the scandal's a distraction. She can't govern properly.
But does anyone believe that? Is she really putting the country first?
Some people do, those who always liked her, but most. They see right through it.
It's all about saving face, avoiding any real consequences.
Norman, he must feel pretty good, right? He brought down the prime minister.
A victory, but kind of sad too, isn't it?
That's the thing. Iva's gone, but the system, the way things work, that stays the same.
So it's not really a fix, just a band-aid on a bigger problem.
This document, it leaves us with that feeling, that unease. Even when we expose the bad stuff, real change is hard to come by.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it? If people in power are always going to play the system, how do we stop them?
That's a tough one.
So we started with some first-class airline tickets, and look where we ended up. Power, lies, betrayals, the whole shebang.
We met some interesting characters along the way, didn't we? Iva, the ambitious kangaroo. Glenda, the flashy cockatoo.
Cecil, our greedy quail. And of course, Norman, the dingo who wouldn't back down.
They showed us how power works, how it corrupts, and how easily people can get caught up in it.
But it also showed us that speaking up, fighting for what's right, it can make a difference.
Even if it's a small one. This case, it's a reminder that we can't just sit back and let those in charge do whatever they want.
We got to hold them accountable, demand better, and never stop asking questions.
Absolutely.
So that's it, folks. Our deep dive into hiddenscandals.txt. Hope you enjoyed the ride, learned a thing or two, and maybe, just maybe, got inspired to make a little noise yourselves.
Thanks for listening.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into something just as juicy. Until then, stay curious and stay informed.